A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the Gospel passage that the Church proposes for the Mass of August the 28th, which is the day that we especially remember St. Augustine. And the first reading is from the first letter of John, and it insists on the same word, love. Go and have a look. First letter of John, chapter 4, 7 to 16. Is there any word that we use with quite so many shades of meaning? If you look at dictionaries, they boil it down basically to a few fundamentals. I suppose the most prominent are, broadly speaking, feel emotional attachment for, derive great pleasure from. But think about what you mean when you say that you love your spouse. It's not quite the same thing as saying that you love your offspring. The way you love your dog or your cat isn't the same as the way you love dogs or cats or animals in general. Or then again, I can say that I love ice cream. Or I can say I love Casablanca, the film, I mean. Or I love hot weather. Or maybe for you it would be I love cold weather, according to your taste in temperatures. Or especially if you're a woman, you say things like, oh, I love your new haircut. This could go on and on. Try making your own personal list of the ways that you could finish the sentence that begins, I love. You'll be astonished. And when we say we love God, we don't mean any of these. It's a different love. So, here's Jesus telling us that he has loved us and giving us the great commandment to love one another to the point of giving our lives. And we know that he also wants us to love our enemies. And I must confess, I've often thought that it's a very good thing he didn't command us to like our enemies, which is much harder. But it's not the same thing at all. And it's not the emotional attachment that you feel to your family and your friends, including the animals, if you have an animal or more than one animal that shares your life. It's not a question of deriving pleasure from your enemies, not in the way that you do from a great singer or a great actor or any kind of great artist, who incidentally might not be somebody you'd like any more than your enemies. For instance, I'm not at all sure that I would have liked Frank Sinatra as a person, but his voice gives me enormous pleasure. So I can say I love Frank Sinatra. So, what is Jesus talking about? Excuse me. Look at Saint Augustine. Augustine was ready to admit to his sins, not in the spirit of some celebrities going to the gutter press and telling them all the terrible things they've done, but because he loved us, Augustine loved us enough to want to show us that we can get past our mistakes. We can sin, and then we can get better. We can go beyond that. Or look at Dominic. Dominic would stay awake all night to pray for sinners because he cared about what would happen to them. Or look at our own Pierre Clavery, who chose to stay among people he knew were his enemies, and not his enemies in the way in which we use the word in ordinary relationships, but really ferocious enemies in some cases, so that he could show them the love that Christ taught. And of course, the supreme example, look at Jesus, confiding in us to the point that he says, we're not his servants, but his friends, even though we regularly let him down, from Peter and Andrew and James and John and the whole gang of disciples, right down to the present day. All of us, we let him down all the time. To be truly his disciple means just this, to be open to all the consequences, good or bad, of loving him and loving our neighbor and loving our enemies. And it means to bear in mind that while we may not always be lovable, we are always unremittingly, unhesitatingly, infinitely love.